Get in the game with MyBookie. If you're going to bet this football season, be smart. Bet with the best at MyBookie. And if you sign up today, MyBookie will double your first deposit. That's up to $1,000 in free money to wager on your favorite teams. Go to MyBookie now and enter promo code RADIO to redeem this exclusive offer. That's promo code RADIO. Play, win, get paid. MyBookie.
With standards of personalized service unmatched in the area and a highly trained staff, the Gatesworth has been designed to provide the most exceptional environment possible. Centrally located just minutes from everything downtown Clayton offers, the Gatesworth features three different restaurants headed by an award-winning chef, weekly musical performances and lectures, a spa, a movie theater, and even a putting green. The Gatesworth, striving to make the lives of residents more convenient, enjoyable, and vibrant. Visit thegatesworth.com for more information.
Hey, St. Louis, where are you watching football this season? I've got a suggestion. Eddie McVay here from Maggie O'Brien's, inviting you down to both our locations for all of your football needs. Sure, we've got TVs everywhere you turn, but I know it's the $4 Jameson shots, $7 Bud pitchers, and all the food starting at just $7 that really brings you in. And again, a big thank you to all the people from the STL for helping Maggie O's make 40 years of memories. Visit us anytime on South Lindbergh and Sunset Hills or at the corner of Market and 20th Street. Union Station is next us.
Looking for extra cash? Jewels on Hampton in St. Louis Hills pays some of the highest prices for diamonds, gold, silver, semi-precious stones, coins, flatware, and currency. Located at 4506 Hampton Avenue, just three blocks south of Chippewa. Learn more at jewelsonhampton.com or call 314-752-5000. That's 314-752-5000. Jewels on Hampton, paying some of the highest prices.
St. Louis, we know it was a tough summer. Basking in the glow of the championship was hard work, but the long wait is over. Blues hockey is just around the corner, and what better way to start hockey season than by celebrating our hometown Stanley Cup champions than by throwing an awesome home opener lunch at Clayton City Hall. Come on down Wednesday, October 2nd from 11:30 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. to Clayton City Hall on North Bemison Avenue for a free lunch with giveaways, a photo booth, special guest appearances, and much more.
See the USA in your Chevrolet. America's hey,
can
asking you.
Can you stop
go.
For a second?
Yep.
What was that commercial for we just played?
The city of Clayton. There's an event going on.
Well, they had it done out of town. They had their commercial for Clayton done outside and didn't give. No, because the girl on it says on Bemiston. It's Bemiston. Nobody that lives here says Bemiston.
Are you sure?
I'm positive.
I think it was done by Hannah Yates, who works here.
You want to play the end of it again? Can you play she says on Bemiston Avenue.
Right,
I'm telling
you. Hang on a second. Here you go. I can only play the whole thing.
St. Louis, we know it was a tough summer.
They get the free commercial.
Basking in the glow of the championship was hard work, but the long wait is over. Blues hockey is just around the corner, and what better way to start hockey season than by celebrating our hometown Stanley Cup champions than by throwing an awesome home opener lunch at Clayton City Hall. Come on down Wednesday, October 2nd from 11:30 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. to Clayton City Hall on North Bemiston Avenue.
North Bemiston Avenue. There it is.
Special guest appearances and much more.
No one here pronounces is it Bemiston?
Bemiston?
It's Bemiston.
Hannah?
I'm pretty sure that's Hannah.
I think it's Hannah.
Who's Hannah?
Hannah Yates.
Yeah, with
she was working. She works with Cam Jansen.
Yeah, Cam Jansen.
You better.
Well, somebody needs to tell. Oh, I didn't. Yeah, somebody needs to tell her. Yeah. It's on Bemiston. Okay.
All right.
And now you can start the meeting. He's probably got smoke coming out of his ears.
And the Clayton.
He didn't want to sit through another North Bemiston commercial. Now that I know who did that and how cute she is, I feel bad. Maybe I need to apologize to her in person. No, I'm not going to apologize to her. I'm doing her a favor. It's a favor when you help. Like, what if somebody said, yeah, I love your Chevy guy, Jimmy Londoff. I go, no, it's Johnny. I'd be doing that guy a favor by correcting
him.
Speaking of not Jimmy, but Johnny Londoff, here he is, Johnny Londoff. Hello, John.
How do you pronounce the street that is spelled B-O-P-P?
Bope.
There you go. How many people pronounce it Bob?
A lot. Mm-hmm. A lot. But that one is more understandable That one is, I can understand, easier than I can understand Bemiston. I mean, if you've lived here any time at all, I don't care how seldom you go to Clayton. It's Bemiston.
That should be like the French version.
There you go.
Well, if you see the girl who recorded that, I think we could make an exception for her. Maybe she can say Bemiston if she wants to. Now, if you don't mind, I would like for you to share with people, without giving too much away, was my, and maybe you didn't hear it, so I'll repeat it, my sort of summary of what Downton Abbey the movie was about. Here's what I thought it was about. It's a bunch of sort of uppity, stuff-shirt, snooty British people who live in a big castle, and they and their waiters and maids are getting ready to host the king and queen for dinner, and the king and queen will also be spending the night. That's pretty much the whole movie, isn't it?
Well, I mean, first of all, you have to have watched Downton Abbey throughout the years.
Yeah, which I didn't.
Just that it really makes no sense to you.
Yeah, you're right.
I don't know how you could watch that movie and make any sense, especially, catching the, because they're all British actors and actresses, and there's no closed caption, because when we're watching it at home, I got to have closed caption. But there at the movie theater, it was loud, and I can, not almost read lips now, because I am, pretty deaf in each ear, but I love the movie. No, I really like Downton Abbey. I love just the whole theme. The acting is unbelievable.
No, the acting is great. I'll admit that.
We don't have anything. There are a few programs here in the U.S. on network TV, but not really. I mean, it's just phenomenal acting. I mean, and I'll just say that. And it wasn't kind of a whodunit movie at all. It's just, and if, you've watched enough of it, you could figure out.
But I expected not even knowing the characters to at least be, I was going to see a movie that had an interesting story. It wasn't interesting.
Well, I mean, it's Downton Abbey.
And be sure to get those goblets cleaned. The king and queen are coming. All right, your grace. Me lord. Me lord.
It shows the respect. It shows the classiness. Even today in that country versus maybe here in the U.S.
No, we're slobs. We're sloppy.
They adore the royals. There was you can probably help me more than I would know, Trevor, but there was a period where there was a lot of, disenchantment with the money in there that the royals.
Yeah, it was right after the worst of it was right after World War I.
Yeah, who gives them their money? The royal family. Where do they get their money?
Taxes.
Okay, and I don't blame people.
And also, they own a lot of, they own property and things like
that.
They
own property that they got with the money from the taxes paid by the people. So the people bought them their land that they owned, and I can understand more about why back when people were upset with them than I can now that they think they're so great, because they don't do anything except go hunting and wave in parades.
Well,
they go to parades all the time and wave to people, and they hunt.
Hang on a second. Well, I think it's only the queen that hunts, and she's a pretty mean shot.
Mm-hmm.
And she's a mechanic.
Yeah, she is. She was a mechanic in the...
Here's my impression. I'd like to do my impression of the queen. I can shoot a gun and work on a car. I mean, I work on an automobile.
And you really shouldn't make fun of...
That's not making fun. It's doing an impression.
They bring in a lot of money for tourism. A lot of money.
People wanting to see the castle?
Yeah. Buckingham Palace. People wanting to go there.
I'll make this country a deal. Build me a giant castle, and I will let people pay to come see where I live.
Some guy tried to build a castle in Missouri. We've got one. Well, with the wreckage. Well, the ruins of one, I should say.
What, Josh?
Kennett's Castle down in Jeff County. It's on the Mississippi River. It's a reproduction. It was built back in the 1800s, a reproduction of a castle from France.
Mm-hmm. Apparently, they didn't do a very good job.
No, it's beautiful. It's on the Union Pacific.
In it now? Anything?
Yeah.
Nothing. Just something weeds.
No, wait. What you said? Yeah, you said nothing.
No, it's still there.
Well, yeah, the castle is there, but, does it have rooms and,
Yes. I've never...
Union Pacific
I've never understood...
look, your blood is supposed to be royal blood. Is that it? I mean, you're only a king, queen, a duke, duchess, whatever, because your daddy and your granddad. So your blood is supposed to be royal blood. What a bunch of nonsense that is. They're just people, and they're rich, and they're the kids of other rich people. What makes you royal? What's royal about anybody's blood? I don't get it.
Well, if you want to go way back to
couldn't a royal have a derelict kid that was just irresponsible, delinquent? He could still have royal blood, but he'd just be a loser.
Yeah. George Brett's a royal.
Prince Andrew.
Oh, good grief.
A few other people. His nickname was Your Grace.
That's actually kind of funny. George Brett
it
was a royal.
Funny.
Yeah, I'll admit that. But my point is, just because you have royal blood, does that mean everybody's got to bow down? You'll grace me, Lord. You could be that kid in the family who's just a complete loser, couldn't you?
Prince Harry, up until about 10 years ago, yeah.
Oh, he wasn't a loser, was he?
Yeah, he was until he was, he got his
no,
act
he,
together.
No, it's called normal.
With he a was capital just a, L.
He was a normal person.
Who's that?
Prince Harry.
He had fun.
Yeah, thank you.
All right.
He was young, and he's adored, right?
Yeah, now he is.
And I think part of it's because people got to see a normal side to him that they don't see from those other people.
It also doesn't hurt that he marries a beautiful woman.
That never hurts.
That's right.
Let me ask you a question. You think anybody over in Great Britain in a parade, let's say when Charles comes down the street, does anybody ever yell, "Hey, how come your ears stick out so much?" Well, what would happen if you did that? Would you go to jail?
No. No, you can insult them, sure. I mean, you can't attack them in any way if you do.
I can't believe you married that horse-faced Camilla after you had Diana, you loser. I wonder if people have ever yelled that at
him. I'm sure they have.
That's the difference. See, they're classy.
But
they wouldn't even think of that. You know, maybe the tabloids might, you know, but who
I watched a documentary with my wife on the Queen. Was she 90-something now?
Yeah, she's
and it was incredible, and I'll tell you why. Because I got to see her be a real person. You don't ever get to see that. And she was kind of funny, and she did some funny stuff and told a couple of jokes.
Did she cut one?
No, she didn't cut one. But she has, I'm sure.
That'd be funny.
Yeah, it would be funny. But we if we could see more of that, maybe we would relate to them. I don't relate to those people.
You do see more of that, and you've watched The Crown, right? That series?
Yeah.
That explains how the royal family opened up more and became more relatable to the common man.
But the common people in Britain, like, we have tour of the White House. Can you do that over there? Can you go through the palace?
You can tour Buckingham Palace. I mean, you can't go through every part of it because there are restricted things, but there's also a barracks inside where all the Queen's Guards lives and all that, you know? You can take tours of Buckingham Palace.
Are they ever in danger? Like, our president on occasion is in danger, assassination attempt. Are they ever, anybody want to take a shot at the Queen? I doubt it.
Oh, yeah. There have been, I remember once I went to London when
I was... And you tried to take a shot at her?
No, I didn't try to take a shot at the Queen.
Yeah,
he
said, hey,
that.
Baby, you want to go out?
So me and my dad were walking around...
My
dad and I were walking around Hyde Park, and we actually saw a bomb disposal unit looking into an abandoned purse because, you know, as I said earlier, we have the IRA in England, and they love nothing more than to kill the Queen or any member of the royal family.
Wow.
So, yeah, they have issues.
We have the IRS
like that.
Here that wants to kill us.
No, the Royal Brett thing was funnier.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Johnny, you still with us?
George Brett.
Trevor, do you really think that today?
What?
I think they
died down quite a bit, but I've been hearing some rumbles and some stirrings that now there's a younger generation calling themselves the IRA, and they're going around and they're trying to reinstigate some of the stuff that's going on, and I think most of it is because of this whole Brexit thing that's going on. Like, in 1997... Northern Ireland and Southern Ireland...
That's good stuff if it's cooked right. That's brisket, sorry.
They finally came to an agreement to where the border was technically taken down. You could freely pass in between both of them. Now that England wants to leave the European Union, that means they're going to have to fortify their borders. So that means, once again, putting up armed checkpoints along the border between Northern Ireland and Southern Ireland.
What? Close your borders? That's crazy talk.
Well, I mean, it would probably have to happen, and if they do that, people are going to die again.
Hmm.
Like, that's...
Okay, there's our history lesson.
That's what's going to happen.
That is a great lesson, and I can tell you this much. So, in the movie Downton Abbey, Maggie Smith... How old is Maggie Smith?
Maggie Smith is an incredible... I cannot believe... Yeah.
Had all the great lines. I mean, people, you know... I don't go to movies as much as you do, but I mean, you know, my day yesterday, working out at the farm, getting ready for duck season, which there's no corn, we have millet. It's not going to really be, I mean, it's still duck hunting, but not when you have 8 to 10 foot corn. It's just different. I mean, well, long story short, hard work. There's quite a few of us that own our club, but only a few of us showed up to work, and then I'd rush home and do a quick shower, and we go watch the movie, Mimi and I, and two of our four sons, John the Third and Harry. And it's just a great movie.
Did they like it? Did your boys like it?
Love it. If you like great acting, you like movies in history, because there are definite flashes of world history in the British Royal. And
Who's the former head butler? The guy who's the head butler, or was the former head butler, and they brought him back in with the great big face.
Here it comes.
No. This guy's a huge face, but he's a great actor. But he has a real character face. His face is huge.
Oh, wait. I know who you're on about.
You know what I'm talking about? He's the... my lord, your grace.
He was the head butler.
He's got a... Some people just have a character face. And he, like William H. Macy. William H. Macy has a scrunched up kind of character face.
His name was James Carter.
James Carter, that's him. Hi, I'm Jimmy Carter.
Yeah.
I played the head butler on Downton Abbey. I was also the governor at one time of Georgia. I was the president of the United States. I'm Jimmy Carter.
Oh, boy.
That's probably what Jimmy Carter should have done.
Who's been a butler?
Oh, man.
Sorry. But Carlson, that's his name, Carlson.
Yeah.
Oh, do that again with that accent. Do that again.
Well, I'm trying to imitate his voice. Lord, go with him.
Wow. Pretty good. Here's my impression of him.
Oh, your lord, my grace. I'm Jimmy Carter. I'm the butler. My lord, your lord, your grace, my lord. Jimmy Carter. Thank you. Thank you, everybody.
All right. So let's talk about you, Frank. How you doing, buddy?
Yeah, let's do. I'm doing fantastic today, and I'll tell you, it's all because of the weather. I love good weather. I'm a good weather person.
The text message I got, and I'm like, well, I'm in a movie theater. Can I call you back in a few hours? Then I finally call you back. You're like, I'm in a really noisy spot. Just going to wait until tomorrow morning. I'm like, okay.
I was in a casino. When you finally called me back, I was in the casino, and I sent you a text in the movie. I said, try to stay awake.
And you said, try to stay awake. I'm like, stay awake. The movie was fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
I literally could go see it again, in a week or two. I don't want to wait for it to come out to Netflix, or whatever. But then I asked you about another movie, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And matter of fact, my son Johnny goes, well, ask him if he saw Once Upon a Time in Hollywood.
No, I saw it all right. I didn't think it was great. My wife.
Your exact comment was yes, it was okay.
It was just okay to me.
When I asked you about Downton Abbey, you're like, saw it yesterday. Hope you can stay awake. I thought maybe that was a reference that Saturday night we had a big celebratory dinner at Sacred Heart Parish, an unbelievable Catholic school here run by Monsignor Mark Orlick, and it's an auction item that my friend Jimmy Sappho, our general manager, more than my friend, general manager, who just walked in, Jim Sappho.
How are you, Frank?
Fine, Jim. How are you?
I'm wonderful.
That's all the time we have for you, Jim. Go ahead, John.
Yeah, right. I thought maybe you knew that we had a great time and had designated drivers and whatnot, but no shout-out to Monsignor Mark Orlick and Sacred Heart. But then went out to the farm, worked hard. My son Sam and Timmy worked harder than me because they're younger, strong, kind of. And then, went to the movie. and I had a great time. But I have not yet seen Once Upon a Time in Hollywood. Our son said it could be one of the finest movies, one of the best movies they've ever
well,
watched.
Well, I would not agree with that.
Dan Buffa is awesome. He is. I really enjoy his segment. But John Landoff III or Sam Landoff, I mean, I could get a couple of the Landoff boys in there with him. They're huge movie buffs and enthusiasts. But, you know, after going to the movie in the movie theater, it's fun. And I would say that 80%+ of the people that were in there applauded after the movie. That doesn't happen that often, okay?
Are you kidding me? After Downton Abbey, they didn't applaud when I was in there for it. I'm sure they liked it. My wife got mad at me before we even got in to take our seats because of something I did at the concession counter.
What?
I ordered a large popcorn and a tea and a soda. That's it. Two drinks and a popcorn. $21. And when the guy said, that'll be $21, I said, wow, what a great deal. And she got mad at me. She says, don't do that. It's not his fault. I said, well, I want to meet who's ever responsible for these great prices. This is the deal of a century. $21 for a popcorn and two drinks. Woohoo! And then she walked away because she was mad at me. So we walked in with her already mad at me.
I don't blame her.
And then she got mad at me during the movie because during the whole movie, I kept leaning over to her saying, if I hear your me lord, your grace, me lady, one more time, she kept saying, shh. And every time they'd say it, I'd repeat it, your grace, me lord, me lady.
Give me some of that $21 popcorn.
Yeah. Oh, your grace, would you like more popcorn? Not at these prices, I wouldn't. Oh, that's outrageous. Who charges 21? They do in America, sir. That's what they get.
There's another one you're missing is Your Excellency.
No, okay, they don't.
I watched the Tudors, and I never understood Grace and Excellency. I didn't understand it.
They never, in Downton Abbey, they never said Excellency. Okay, it was just me lady, me lord, your grace.
All right.
They said those things like 100 times.
I heard blimey a couple of times.
Blimey.
Hey, that's a good nickname, blimey, limey.
Whoa.
Is blimey bad?
I'm fine with...
Is blimey a bad?
It's
is
like
that dirty?
Jesus Christ.
Oh, come on.
Yeah.
Blimey is?
Yeah. It's like blimey.
Really?
Blimey.
Oh. That's the equivalent of Jesus Christ?
Yeah, pretty much.
Well, I never knew that.
Depends on the
context. In a negative way, is what he's saying. Not when you say Jesus Christ, when you say Jesus Christ!
Oh, I know what he means. Okay, and he's the one that told us, and I didn't know this either, that bloody is like the F word. Mm-hmm. Oh, give me that bloody drink. And that's like saying, give me that effing drink, right?
Give me that effing
drink. I didn't know that either. I never. So I'm sorry, we won't call you Blimey Limey, because that'd be like calling you Jesus Christ Limey.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah.
Well, we're not going to do that.
Thank you.
Hey, John, your time's up.
314-837-1800. I thought you'd never ask. 314-837-1800. Since really primarily this is my spot, but I participated in maybe 12% of the time, which is fine.
That's all right.
I mean, I think you all feed off of my energy, which makes the show
better.
Before
you go away, let's tell them what you do for a living. Go ahead.
We sell some of the greatest vehicles ever made in the world. Chevrolet cars, trucks, SUVs, and well over 220, 230 pre-owned vehicles on the lot, ready for immediate sale. So give us a call. We love the AM and the PM crowd.
Hey, John.
He was giving the number.
But a guy named Delbert called while you were on, and we were all talking about Downton Abbey and everything. He said he's coming in to buy a new truck next week, and he's had some credit issues, and he said that the people there are working fantastic with him. And he's couldn't be happier.
There you go. Thank you, Delbert. We will take calls like that any day. Thank you, Delbert.
All right. 24/7, 365 at LawnDoff.com. I actually got a mailer. It came from another dealer who we obviously have sold parts to. He's not from the St. Louis market. And he sent a mailer to me, and it's spelled Landoff, L-A-N-D-O-F-F. Yeah.
That's... See, when you say that, though, that now puts that in people's heads. I never heard anybody call you that, but when you say it, then I think it puts that in people's heads.
When you guys were on vacation in Europe, Quinton was running the phones for me. He called Johnny Mr. Landoff at least three times, and we corrected him every time.
You should have fired him.
Well, nobody else were on the phones, did I?
Oh, okay. Well. All right, John, the AM and the PM people are on the way.
Thank you, Frank.
All right, later, Your Grace. Bye-bye. There you go. John Love, Your Grace, Me Lord. Music, please.
Help, I need somebody. Help, not just anybody.
If you need help,
you don't need someone.
Technical help, you have a question, you're going to buy something, you have no idea what to buy. What about this new iPhone 11? What about the 4K TV and why is blah, 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 all that stuff? I just had to go relearn this weekend how to forward a text to somebody. Do you know how to do that? If
yeah.
you get it, you do?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You get the text and there's like, well, you know, on my phone, there's three little dots at the top of the conversation.
Okay.
You just hit that and then it gets like
not as easy on an iPhone. Well, we'll talk about it in a minute, but I had to relearn it. I had to go on Google, how do I forward a text, just so I could, because if you don't do things regularly, you know, ooh, I did that 3 years ago, but you don't remember how you did it. We got a guy here who can help you with all that stuff. His name is Josh Bauman. He's brought to you by Window World, the number one selling replacement window in the entire United States of America. The preferred window of the St. Louis Blues. Make that the Stanley Cup champion St. Louis Blues. Here are the numbers that you need. 855-282-8255 or 314-821-0590. Would you please say hello to Josh Bauman?
Hello, everybody.
Hello, Josh.
I have to take issue. Johnny said he loved Buffett segment, but... Not a word about
me. He didn't say
me.
A word
about
me. No, I noticed that. I noticed that dig.
Oh, boy.
I know.
Maybe he thinks Buffa needs propping up a little.
Oh,
you,
maybe
and
that's,
you don't.
That's
maybe he feels that Buffa's segment is weaker and needs a little, you
maybe,
know.
Maybe that's like, it.
I think that's probably it. So, how are you?
I'm good.
How, did you get through the whole funeral thing? Okay, that was
we did,
a bad
and it
deal.
Was, so I had another kid's funeral to go to Friday night.
What?
Yeah, another friend of ours that we met through special needs community. Their son died, I guess it was Wednesday evening.
How old was he?
He was 9. He would have been my son's age.
What a horrible week.
And then, Saturday morning, a friend of my wife's, we found out her daughter died. She was the kid at Columbia College in Columbia that fell off a ladder that died.
Oh wow.
Man. This is horrible.
I almost put that in the news. That was crazy.
What happened?
I don't know a whole lot of details. The story that a number of channels in St. Louis ran said that she was climbing on a ladder to get to the roof of an apartment complex and fell and ultimately succumbed to her injuries.
And how old was she?
21, I believe.
Huh? Wow.
Yeah.
Man, you had...
My wife said, it's okay, there's the three. That
yeah.
It needs to
comes
stop.
Comes in threes.
It needs to stop. Yeah.
You deserve a break. I hope you're ready. To, I hope you get a break from all this.
Hopefully.
So what do we need to know...
Well,
it's out there in the forward text thing.
Yeah.
So I get a text and I want to forward it to somebody. And with an iPhone, you have to hold your finger down until like a bubble thing or something comes up. And then it says something, copy, and it says more. And then you go to more, and then there's a little forward arrow. And you hit that arrow. And it's a little convoluted to do it. And again, in a year, I'll want to forward it. And I won't remember what I did, and I'll have to go look it all up again. You know what it's kind of like? It's like I have and a lot of people have this, a keypad that opens my garage door.
Mm-hmm.
Now, it's battery-operated, all right? And it works fine until it doesn't work or until the battery dies. Every single time that I've had to reprogram it, I don't have a clue how to do it. Because here's how weird it is. And I have to go online. It's something like this. Hold down the star and the pound symbols together until the keypad starts flashing.
Right.
Okay. Then when it flashes, hit pound 1234. Then when it stops flashing, hit star and put in the code you want in there. Then when it flashes, and it's just this endless bunch of, And when I need to do it again, I won't have any idea how to do it. But as soon as you figure it out, you feel like you're real smart.
Oh, it's a victory.
Woohoo!
Yeah, right.
Yeah. And you hit it and it works, and the garage door goes up, and I go, yeah.
You just need a garage door opener that's connected to the web, and you can operate it from your phone. Because how many times are you outside of your house without
Do they
your
have
phone?
That?
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
Get out of here.
Yeah.
I'm going to get one of those.
Yeah, they've got them at Lowe's, I know.
I'm not kidding. I'm going to get one of those. And then, there's this deal. And this is tech, so we can talk about this. Sometimes you can get, you know how cars now have the three little buttons for garage door openers built into the car?
Sure.
Now, sometimes it's as easy as holding the remote right up to the roof of the car, the headliner, and then hold the two down, and it'll start flashing. Boom, you got it.
Right.
Not always that easy.
Nope.
Then, some garage door openers have that button up on them. So you got to hit the button, jump back into your car.
Within 30 seconds.
Within 30 seconds, and hit the thing you want to make. I have never on one car gotten that to work, and it drives me nuts.
Yep.
Sometimes it just works first time, and others, I don't care if you do it 50 times, it doesn't work.
Yep.
So it's all tech, and I'm going to look for that. What would I look for? What is it called?
Just look, if you're looking at new garage doors on the displays, they'll have a little Wi-Fi symbol on them.
I'm going to go online and get it.
Yeah, it'll say
so just Wi-Fi
enabled.
Phone-enabled garage door
yep.
opener.
Yep, they
done.
Have them.
Done. I'll do it. All right, what's up?
So you already hit on two things I was planning on talking about. 4K, we've talked about, and callers have talked about 4K for years. It's been out for several years now. Super high definition TVs. The issue with 4K has been programming.
Can I stop you and say something? I want to warn people about this. I made a huge mistake 2 weeks ago. I went out and bought a TV, and I didn't quite read it right. And I get home, I turn it on. All that plays on the TV is an old comedian. It was for Danny Kay. For Danny Kay TV.
That's boring. I'd rather watch country music documentary than that. Wow.
Whoa. So, thanks, everybody. Thank you so much. Thank you.
I read something this morning that the NFL will broadcast, well, not broadcast, there's some hoops you're going to have to jump through. Thursday Night Football will be viewable in 4K, I assume starting this week. There's a caveat, though. You have to download, it's meant for like Roku devices and Frank, your Apple TV, but you have to download the Fox Sports app to the device.
Yeah, see, they can never make it easy.
No, not right now, because a lot of it's dependent on the streaming service that if they offer 4K service and whatnot. So they're kind of getting around it by if you download the Fox Sports app onto your streaming device, you'll be able to watch Thursday Night Football in 4K resolution.
Now, how big a deal is that really compared to 1080p?
I will say I have watched 4K stuff from YouTube on my TV.
But for a football game.
Oh, for football
compared to 1080, is it really that big a deal?
It's a resolution thing. I mean, it's going to be one of those things. I won't say it's as drastic as jumping from standard definition to high definition years ago, back in, I guess it was 2005. But I honestly think you can see a difference.
Have you watched a football game for any length or duration in the last couple of years?
Oh, yeah. I haven't watched the entire football. I like football.
Okay. I mean, the reason I ask is that the 3D camera technology they have now on the games where they'll show you the camera behind the quarterback, he'll go for the drop, the wide receiver's cutting across, the ball will be in midair, they will freeze it, and they will completely spin it around so that now you're seeing the angle from this camera, and now you're seeing the angle from this side of here, and then hit play to resume the play.
And that's not so much 3D as it is 360. And here's the other thing. I don't know when it was that the genius decided to hang the cables up so that in tennis and hockey and football, the camera is like a drone, is just flying around over the heads of these players on these wires, these cables. That changed everything.
That camera view. Yeah.
What I don't understand that they discontinued doing was in hockey, the electronic trail behind the puck, because that puck is sometimes really hard to follow. Why did, because a handful of people complained?
Market research showed more people disliked it than liked it.
Wow, that surprises me.
And there's been rumors that they may bring that back. Is that right?
What's his name again? Ben Rumors? Is that his name? Ben Rumors?
Rumors. Yeah. I have read that they're tossing around the idea of trying to bring that technology back.
I liked it, but then I'm not... I don't get a vote because I'm not a real hardcore hockey fan, but it made it certainly made it easier. Look, in the same way that it makes on football when they put the fake scrimmage line, that's not on the field. We're seeing it on TV. Who doesn't want that? It makes it a lot easier than waiting for the chain to come out to see if they went 10 yards or not. Right. I love that technology.
So, high and low of it, if you have a 4K television and you have a Roku or an Apple TV that supports 4K...
You can get 4K.
You can watch Thursday Night Football.
But again, you just said something very interesting. You must have a 4K-capable TV.
Correct. And streaming box that's 4K-capable.
And I mean, that's pretty decent Wi-Fi.
Yeah. Any residential broadband Wi-Fi should be fine. I mean, We've talked about that.
Explain this to me. I've said before, my Wi-Fi comes from a satellite dish on my house. It's Exceed or something. It's horrible. Slow.
Mm-hmm.
Yet, when I watch a movie on Amazon or Netflix, it never stops to buffer.
That they're probably using some sort of compression to get that from Dish Network servers to your house.
And I'm not complaining. I'm pleasantly surprised because I expected it to.
And they likely send it down as a whole or a good portion of the file
is already loaded
before you start watching. So that in case there is an interruption in service, it's got some localized stuff to go off of until it needs to buffer, I should say.
Now, unselfishly, I would like to say this. I didn't even give a chance. Limey, Tim, Dan, do you have any tech issues with this?
Oh,
you just take up with this man.
I have a recommendation for Limey. I heard you say on the way in when I was driving, you had to wait to play that song for the ad to stop playing.
Yeah.
There's a plugin in Chrome called uBlock Origin. If you go to the Chrome web store and you search for the plugin or extension, I think Chrome calls them extensions. It's called uBlock Origin, and it needs to have the word origin in it. Mm-hmm. That's an ad blocker. And I have had really, really good luck with uBlock Origin keeping those ads and YouTube videos from playing. Just speaking a little bit of experience.
Now, does that mean I can get straight to the video, or
yep.
does that mean, all right?
Yeah, it works rather well. And it'll block a lot of advertisements on websites, a lot of I won't say paywalls, but some of the stupid ads like the Post-Dispatch likes to throw up to interrupt your reading of an article.
Already installed.
Yep. It's done. Pretty cool. It works rather well.
And we're in the market for a new TV.
Are you?
Yeah, because the TV we have now, I noticed. Sorry,
man, please.
I noticed.
Light a candle.
I noticed that there's. I thought there was a little shadow on the, but there is like a little dark spot getting on the TV in the picture there. So. Looking at a 55-inch something, and I'm not sure what I want to get. It doesn't have to be a smart TV because we have the cable box down there and everything.
You have Charter?
Yes.
Charter has an app for streaming devices, so mm-hmm. if you get a dumb TV and you end up getting a Roku or just come across one, you can install the Charter app and you can stream that anywhere in your house. You don't have to be connected to the...
And 55-inch TVs, I'm guessing now, unless you want... The latest, greatest, you don't have to have 4K, right? You'd be like $300.
Oh,
right?
Yeah, I would assume.
All day long?
Yeah.
Just about every one of them that I've checked out online have 4K capability.
Yeah.
And they're still probably $300 or $400.
Yeah, they are.
Dan, I would honestly look at the TCL brand of television and see what their cost is, if it's comparable. That okay. I hands down, I've had great experience with that television.
What does
in our
that
house.
Mean, hands down? I mean, I know
I think
we
we've
all
talked
say
about
it,
this before.
But what does it actually mean?
I don't.
Hands
I think there's
down.
No competition. Like, you're not like you don't put your hand up because you got something better. Like, hands
think
down,
that's what it
this
means.
Is the best
no,
one.
It doesn't
I'm
make
pretty
sense.
Sure that's what we discussed
make sense.
The last time.
It doesn't make
the
sense.
Dictionary defines it as easily and decisively without question.
No, I know what it means,
thank
but
you.
Why?
Right.
Where did the hands down? I mean, it could have been any expression. There has to be a reason. Like in the old days, they were voting, and if no hands were up, that meant, well, no hands went up, so that's it. No question, no controversy.
The Oxford English Dictionary says that the true source of the phrase comes from horse racing. The earliest examples of the phrase come from 19th century sporting papers where horses win races hands down, meaning that victory is so secure that the jockey can relax and drop the reins before he has to cross the finish
that's
line.
That's exactly what I said.
You never mentioned jockey.
You never
said anything about horse
you
racing.
You never listened to
no,
what
you didn't
I
say
said.
Horse
that's
racing.
That's exactly what I said. That is word for
you
word.
You play it back. You never said.
Thank you.
All right, hang on.
I didn't hear him
hang
say
on.
Horse racing.
Three thank other you. People in the room. You hear him mention
no,
horse
I said,
racing?
I didn't hear you see horse racing.
No, you did not mention horse racing.
Go to the tape.
You didn't.
I will. I'm going to go to the tape later.
Okay.
He's going to hear that.
But there's so many.
You didn't say anything about horse racing.
There are so many different brands of TV now.
I mean, it's
names you can't even pronounce.
Yeah, like, and we've talked about that before. I think last week we talked about there's only so many manufacturers of those internal components.
Yeah.
That. You know, it's six one half dozen of it. And here's another phrase. What's the meaning of?
Yeah.
It really. Your odds of buying a good TV from one brand are just as good as buying a good TV from another brand.
Yeah, there really are no bad TVs.
I really don't think so. It comes down to the feature sets and the price that you want. Right. You
want to talk to Will?
Absolutely.
All right. Will, welcome to 590 The Fan. Say hello to Josh Bauman.
Hey, Josh, I'm AM and PM, and hey, guys.
Thank you, Will.
Hey, Will.
Hey, long-time listener. I made a big boo-boo, though. I dialed up the wrong station.
No,
I said, I want to speak to Josh. And guy said, I'm Josh. I said, no, Josh the tech guy. Oh, you meant Frank.
Oh. I know the Josh he spoke to.
Did he say,
did he say
Frank show on the air?
No, he just said Frank show. You mean Frank show.
But did he say that? Was he on the air when he said that?
No. He was, I guess some guy picked up the phone call when I called him.
Thank you. They hate it when that happens. Thank you for doing that. In fact, I'm encouraging everybody now to call that station and say, I want to talk to Frank. they'll hate that. So, Will, what do you have for Josh? Okay, what do you have for Josh?
Okay, right now, I got a wife that just can't break the habit of dealing with U-verse TV. She loves the interface and the maneuvering throughout the whole deal there.
Okay.
Which is fine. We got to pretty much beat down to a nice little price, but I'm trying to figure out a way that I can hook up my Netgear router so that I can run the U-verse, because they got the modem and router together, U-verse system. And that way I can have more, hopefully more speed and maybe even better
he's a porn
control watcher. Over what U-verse is sending through.
He's a porn,
porn watcher. So let me ask you this. Does your U-verse modem, does it have Wi-Fi built into it? I'm assuming it does.
Yes, it does. Right.
You really won't gain anything by plugging that Netgear into the U-verse modem. You may actually see a degradation in service if you try to connect to that Netgear, because the more hops that you add into your environment, and that's what I call that Netgear would be a hop from your phone to the internet. It would have to go through the Netgear and then the U-verse modem and then the internet. The more hops that you add in an environment, the worse the service or the slower the service can get. I would not recommend doing that.
Oh, man. Because the problem I got is I got my alarm system and some other stuff that recognizes Netgear router, everything set up to that. But as soon as I try to go straight to the U-verse cable router, I mean the modem router, it just acts all goofy. So the guy said I can make it as an access point.
Yeah.
Take the Netgear and run it through that way, and then it can take all of the what they call that, the authentication and some other stuff he was mentioning
from
the Netgear.
You can definitely do that, and if you're only worried about a handful of devices that would be end up connecting to that Netgear, that may not be a bad idea. You know, if they're already configured and they're working and they're good, that could be okay. I would still recommend, like, your phone and your laptops and stuff connecting to the SSID or the wireless network coming out of the U-verse box.
Right. Yeah, because right now I'm running Netgear through Spectrum. They run about 200 megabytes per second, and the best I can get out of U-verse is 30 at the most. So
well,
I'll lose some bandwidth, I know.
No, and part of that's because of what U-verse can offer you. When I left U-verse a couple years ago, the fastest I could get at the time was 8 meg from them, and I could get 100 meg from Spectrum. I know U-verse has increased their speeds or their maximum speeds, but I don't know what their top speed is right now.
It's 30 right now in my area. That's all they can get me. And they say they're waiting on a giga service coming in, but it may be a while on that.
Yeah,
but
adding your Netgear is not going to increase that.
Will, did you mention something about lawn care or lawn service? Or did I just hear
alarm? His alarm is configured.
Alarm.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I thought he said his lawn service. I thought, but this case, I want to hear about this.
My alarm system.
Okay.
But here's the other problem I have is that I'm also trying to get rid of cable, or trying to get rid of U-verse. So I run live items through a lot of throughput through my streaming devices and all.
Yep.
And is that 30 going to be enough to handle all of that? I got like 6 to 8 different devices.
No, you're not going to be able to have all 6 or 8 streaming something at once. I would say you get much over 3 or 4, you're probably going to start seeing them fight between each other for bandwidth. You'll start seeing buffering issues.
How many different devices do you use to watch porn? What would you say?
Oh, it's almost infinite on that.
I like honesty.
But hey, guys, you got a great program, and I'll continue listening as long as Frank stays on the air. And I'm going to try that what is it, an optical guy? I think I've got a cataract. I need to talk to him about
He does not do cataract surgery.
No, he
does not do cataract surgery.
Does not do that.
He's a lens and corneal guy, and he'll do lens implants, but not. And cataracts are covered by insurance, and that's a procedure that's done. Unfortunately, our government and the insurance company, and the way things are structured, they want to wait till you practically can't see anything before they'll cover you for cataract surgery. And he does not do that, but might be a good idea to just, for $120, my wife and I did it Friday. It's a 90-minute, it is the most thorough exam you have ever and probably will ever have done on your eyes. It's worth it. And from that, he can absolutely steer you where you need to go for whether it's cataract surgery or anything he doesn't do.
And we're Chevy people anyway. We have Johnny Lundup on, not cataracts.
Okay.
You know what? That would have been funny if we hadn't just done it last week. We just did it last week. It would have been funny. Well, I'm sorry you had to hear that. His name is Dr. Jason Brinton, B-R-I-N-T-O-N, BrintonVision.com. It's money, $120. You'll never spend the better $120, okay?
All right, appreciate it. Thanks a lot, guys.
Thank you, Will. All right. We have one other call. I guess you would like to take that. Dave. Dave, welcome to 590 The Fan. Say hello to Josh Bauman.
Hi, Josh. AM and the PM.
Hey, Dave.
Thank you.
I heard you said you would recommend a TLC TV.
Yeah. Or TCL. I'm sorry. TCL.
Oh, sorry. Yeah, right. I get that all the time. So I've been looking for TVs, but now they're talking about coming out with this new generation of digital.
Haven't run across that yet.
Well, I heard it's supposed to come out like next year or year after, but it's gonna be like 5 years before you have to get like a converter box.
Yeah, I haven't heard anything about that, and it may be something similar, not 4K, but the next resolution up, it's 8K. But again, there's no content out there for 8K yet, so I wouldn't really fixate on that higher resolution just yet. 4K has been out for how many years, and we're just now really starting to get content delivered in 4K.
I don't even think 50% of the programming is 4K.
No, absolutely not. I mean, there is content, but it's not the vast majority by any stretch.
Okay, what do you think about extended warranties on TVs?
I think they're a waste of money.
I couldn't agree more.
Okay, and then a friend of mine broke his TV. I'm pretty sure they cracked the LCD, the display underneath. Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Is it worth getting that fixed?
Honestly,
TCL?
Honestly, it's not something I would do. You're going to get a new TV.
Okay.
All right. All right. Thanks,
what
Dave.
What I was talking about is I thought they said on the FCC or somewhere that they're changing the new generation. It's not the resolution, it's the digital signal.
From the FTC? I have not heard that. I'll look into it and prepare for next week, but I have not heard anything about radio frequencies changing or anything like that.
No.
Okay, because that article I read said they're only making them in Korea now, and it's, I don't know. Okay.
All right. Thanks, Dave.
All right. Thanks.
I have no idea what
No,
talking.
I haven't
and
heard that.
And the FTC would that
not
have
FTC,
to do with it. FCC.
FCC. Sorry.
No.
Yeah. No, I have not heard anything about that.
Boy, you remember the big deal when? When it went to and everybody
Absolutely.
Had their antennas wouldn't work.
Yep.
And people were going, "What am I going to do? I need my converter box." Remember all that stuff?
Yep.
And a lot of people didn't realize that. If you bought a relatively new TV, you have to worry about
right.
it. It would already convert the signal. Oh, my
right.
goodness, that was a huge... And he kept giving the countdown. 90 more days
mm-hmm.
do you have to convert or make sure you do this.
And didn't everybody
that.
Get a coupon for a converter box?
Too? I think they did.
Yeah, you could take it to Walmart or wherever.
Well, you have 1 minute. What would you like to close with?
The new iPhone 11 came out and is starting to be delivered soon. I don't know if it's really a draw. I mean, the big enhancement is they're adding cameras. So the standard iPro 11... We'll have two cameras on the back, one wide-angle lens and one normal lens. The iPad or iPhone 11 Pro will have a third lens on it that is a telephoto lens. So if getting those really super wide shots or long shots or something you're interested in, it might be worth looking at the iPhone 11. But honestly, the specs have not changed enough. It is not 5G capable, so that will likely happen next year. So if that's something you're looking for or waiting for, you're going to wait another year. That's really all about I have.
Okay. That's really all about I have.
That was
what
a mistake.
What
I'm
kind,
sorry.
You work for
I've
a school
been
district? You've been Well, you know what? That explains it. That's really all about I have.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Could you capture that?
I can. Maybe I can get that.
Do to him what you do to us. And
sure.
Pluck the one thing out that is so ridiculous, and we'll just play it over and over and over. Well, you heard him. That's really all about he has. His name is Josh Bauman. He'll be back. You will be back, won't you, next Monday?
Yes, sir.
And he'll next Monday be maybe back. Josh Bauman, everybody.
See you, everybody.
Brought to you by Window World. Number one selling replacement window in the United States, the preferred window of the Stanley Cup champion, St. Louis Blues. I wouldn't go anywhere if I were you. A good joke coming up in the playoffs. Plus, that's not even the reason to stay. Bill Cleveland, there's a reason to stay. It's 5 o'clock at 590 The Fan.
Hello again, everybody. It's Bob Ramsey, and you're listening to KFNS Wood River, St. Louis, and KFNS.com, the home of Budweiser.
NBC News Radio, I'm Brian Shook. President Trump says he will be discussing growing tensions with Iran when he addresses the UN General Assembly tomorrow morning.
We'll be talking about Iran. We'll be talking...